Do not listen to this recording whilst driving or operating machinery if you are pregnant or suffer with epilepsy. So find somewhere comfortable to relax. And with your eyes open, just roll your eyes right to the top of your head as if you're looking between your eyebrows. And keeping your eyes open, just find a real or imaginary spot to focus on. And then take a nice deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Now close your eyes and just let them rest. While you relax and listen to each and every word that I say. Each and every muscle around your eyes are now resting easily. Just notice how tired and heavy your eyelids are as your eyelashes gently lock together. Perhaps you can hear them as they nestle against each other. See them locking tight. Or feel them as they weave together and become one. And just notice how easily and effortlessly you are relaxing now. Gently drifting. Moving deeper into relaxation, feeling that wonderful sense of hypnosis, gently working its way down through your body, all the way from the top of your head, down, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And I wonder if you've noticed how peaceful you are now. How calm and tranquil you feel as you sink deeper and deeper into the chair or the mattress or wherever you have found that perfect place just to let everything go. I wonder if you can allow yourself to drift another 100 times deeper now. Just simply listening to my voice will do this. Each and every time I say the word deeper, you will instantly drift 100 times deeper. And that's it, deeper and deeper. It's as easy as that. The deeper you drift, the deeper you relax. The deeper into hypnosis you drift and allow yourself to explore, the deeper and more connected you are with your inner self and your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind, which is that special part of you, the one that looks after you and cares for you, that part of you that knows all about you and keeps you safe and alive. Imagine what that part of you looks like, or feels like, or sounds like. And this is the part of you that protects you from outside influences, which it perceives to be harmful. It gives you whatever defense system it can to help keep you safe. but sometimes this part of you goes into overdrive by mistake. It runs a faulty program and becomes unhelpful. This is the part of you I am talking to right now. There is a faulty program running related to hay fever. As pollen levels rise, this program is giving you an unhelpful coping strategy, such as a runny or blocked nose, perhaps itchy, red, and watery eyes, perhaps sneezing and coughing, or other unwanted behaviours or feelings and sensations around the head, nose, and throat areas. All and any of these are making you unhappy, and we are now asking the subconscious mind to help, to support, and remove these old, outdated coping strategies so you can live the life you want to live. Go outside and be outside and enjoy warmer and sunnier days. Have fun outdoors doing the things that make you happy. Being the person you want to be. And live life hay fever free for now and always. So I'm going to count to three. And when I reach three, your subconscious mind will release this old, outdated, unhelpful coping strategy very easily and effortlessly. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. And now it's gone. You have released it. So well done and thank you. I'd just like you to imagine something for me now. We all must have a master control room in our mind or in our bodies. You know, a place that controls all of your bodily functions. I wonder what your control room looks like. So just get a picture or an image now in your mind of your control room. My control room is a box with lots of dials. And each dial has a gauge to tell me how high or low it is. And each dial has a label, so I know exactly which bodily function it controls. I wonder what your control room looks like. Just get an image or a picture in your mind now. And that's it, that's your control room, well done. Now find the dial with the label hay fever now. So that's right, the one which says hay fever. That's right, that's the one, well done. And you may notice it's indicating high on the gauge. What I would like you to do now is to turn it down. So turn the dial right down to where you can see the word off or hear the click to indicate it's switched off. So turn it down to the off position now, and when you hear a click, it will be permanently switched off forever. There you go. The hay fever is now switched off for now and forever. Well done. Now let that image just fade away. I would now like you to project yourself into the near future, to a place where the pollen count is high. You are outside in the fresh air, inhaling all of the pollen particles in the sky. I'd just like you now just to notice your eyes, how calm they are. They feel the normal temperature. They look normal. And all the surrounding skin is soft and relaxed. And just feel how good they feel. Your nose is restful and peaceful, just simply enjoying the wonderful smells around. Just notice your nose now and how it's behaving exactly as you want it to behave. And just feel how good that feels. Your head, throat and nose areas are all incredibly tranquil, all in control and performing at their normal, regular rate. All old coping strategies have vanished, removed, released. You are now free and can enjoy the outdoors. Being outside, enjoying the warmer and sunnier days. Having fun outdoors, doing the things that make you happy. Being the person you want to be for now and always. You have made some wonderful changes today. These changes will grow stronger and stronger in every day and in every way, and will stay with you for as long as you need them. So in a moment I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be wide awake, fully alert and ready to take on the rest of the day. If you are listening to this in bed, ready to sleep, you will simply drift off to sleep and enjoy a wonderful and peaceful night's sleep and simply ignore my instruction to open your eyes. And you will find each and every word I have said will happen exactly how I have said it will. So here we go. 5, slowly waking. 4, waking a little bit more. 3, everything coming back to the here and now. 2 and 1, open your eyes.